every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spades or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate with the Bulls and Queens podcast, and I'm coming at you live from Las Vegas with another awesome kinky interview with somebody that is not in the lifestyle, but she is lifestyle adjacent, I suppose we could say. Would lifestyle adjacent be a good proper term for me to use, Miss Guest, whom I shall introduce here in a moment?
I guess maybe. Yeah, I think so. You know, maybe there's another word for it, but I'm definitely not in the lifestyle, but I'm, you know, been talking to a lot of people who are.
She lives right down the street from us lifestylers in our neighborhood. So
exactly.
Hey, but she still pays those HOA fees. So she's one of us. And before I introduce this lovely lady, I want you guys and ladies who are listening to this to go to my website right now at bullsandqueens.com. That is bullsandqueens.com. Make sure that you get your free ebook, The Bulls, Queens, and Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. It will help you to navigate this lifestyle, especially if you're a newbie or especially if you just straight up suck at the lifestyle. And it's totally free and you will love it. And if you're a little bit kinkier and darker and you like to see BBC interracial porn and hot wifing fun and all that good stuff, make sure y'all go to bullsandqueens.com and check out my OnlyFans link where I get naughty with sexy wives, daughters, adult daughters, grandmothers, gilfs, milfs, and everything in between. So it's pretty spicy and you will love it. And then last but not least, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to this on, be it Apple, Spotify, or anything else. So without further ado, drum roll please. let me introduce the guest of the day. So this is the host and the founder of the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Her name is Kathy K. Kathy K, how are you doing today, lovely?
I'm doing great. I think I was saying to you before, like, I'm very happy to be on the other side of the interview process. I could just like relax and you got to ask all the questions. Normally it's the opposite for me.
I know. I'm like, wow, it's supposed to be my day off today and I'm doing the work, you know?
Exactly.
But you're such a great interviewer because you interviewed me, what, about last week or 2 weeks ago on your podcast?
Uh-huh. Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and you grilled the shit out of me. I was like totally burned after. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been grilling the shit out of people for 10 years. I started my show literally 10 years ago.
Wow, 10 years. And so, yes. Kathy, for those of the people that are listening to this who may not know who you are, and I don't know why they would not know who you are, but go ahead and give us like an introduction and a synopsis and an overview on who you are, the Strictly Anonymous podcast, and all that good stuff.
So yeah, it's called Strictly Anonymous. I did start 10 years ago and basically nobody was podcasting. I'm glad that I did because, you know, now everybody is. And at least my show, you know, has been going for that long. And it's like, I have a large audience because I've been around for a long time. But, you know, I added the name Confessions, Strictly Anonymous Confessions recently, a couple of years back, just so people really knew when they saw it, what it was about. And basically, it's a place where people call in and reveal their, like, you know, talk or not reveal, but like talk about like their naughty lives. And, you know, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I do allow everybody to remain anonymous. I change everyone's voices. People change their names. Some people are out and proud like you. I don't think I changed your name or anything. You're just out there. But for most people who call into my show, I would say 90% of them, people are calling in anonymously. And they're telling me like their life story, their naughty life stories. I'm a very naturally curious person. I never have like any notes for myself. I get like one sentence from somebody. I just want to know how to introduce them. And then I just like let my curiosity run the rest of the call. And typically I get somebody's whole life story, you know, by the end of the hour, because I am interested in people's life stories. I just have like a really curious mind.
Wow. And I think that's what makes your podcast so good, Kathy. Just the fact that you have that curiosity and it's almost like you're an investigative reporter and you want to just get down to the nitty gritty, right?
Yeah, I love to peel back the layers. I love to dig deep. I am, like I said, I'm like oddly curious, like, you know, and so really curious. This is like a great sort of outlet for me and why I started my show, because like my friends were like irritated by me always trying to analyze every fucking thing in their lives. I'm like, why don't I just go do it for everybody else? So now I get to do what I love, which is pry into people's life stories. You know, and I learn from listening to people and I'm entertained by listening to people. And my curious brain is satisfied by being able to do that with people on my show. So I love it. I think my show is successful because people could really tell that like it's genuine. Like I genuinely am right there, super interested in whoever I'm talking to. And I've learned so much doing it, I gotta say.
Wow. And so you kind of sound like my ex-wife. She is a psychotherapist. And so she's always analyzing me. So you kind of sound like my ex.
Yeah, well, I always wanted to be a therapist. And yet I finally realized that if you're a therapist and you want to make some money, like you cannot, you know, really give people the solutions to their problems. You kind of just have to like listen all the time to them and just like let them go on and like eventually let them lead themselves to their own problems. And I'm like the opposite. I want to kind of like push my opinions down people's throats. Like, I don't want to, you know, I'm like super opinionated and I have certain things that I think, and I just want to be able to say them. And I think as a therapist, you're not allowed to be that direct or that, you know, the way that I am. So I think where I wound up is better. This is more fun than being a therapist for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the difference between somebody being a therapist versus somebody being a coach is they pretty much do the same thing, except a therapist basically through communication and dialogue tries to get you to find the answer to the problem or the issue that you have. But a coach has been given the permission, he or she, to actually tell you, hey, this is what you need to do after they've gone through that dialogue with you. And I think you make a perfect coach, Ms. Kathy K.
Yeah. And I love just like having someone come into like my nest, and I love to like try to inspire them or help them in that hour. And I feel very close. And then I want them to go and live their life and, you know, figure it out for themselves. Like, I don't like to really ever like sort of get that invested in any one person or try to control any person's life. I don't really believe in that, but I love to try to help people. And I do believe I help people on my show.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe so too. And you help not only the people that are on your show, but the people that are listening to it, right?
100%.
I mean, you have thousands and thousands of people listening to you. And so you're definitely making an impact in the community. So my next question for you is, why swingers and lifestyle people? Because you're not a swinger of lifestyle, are you? I know you're kind of adjacent and all that, you know, but you get a Christmas card from us every year. But like, what's up with that, Ms. Kathy K?
Very adjacent. It's weird because I'm like way older than you, I think.
What?
And I grew up and I grew up, listen, I'm just gonna tell you,
we're the same age. We are the same age.
How
Kathy.
Old are you?
I am 44.
Yeah, no, I'm 55. And that body though that you saw in that picture, that's really me. Okay. Like, I don't look 55, I don't act 55.
Okay, so you guys that are listening to this, so I've never seen Kathy's face, right?
Go to my website, you could see me there.
Yeah. Go to her website at strictlyanonymous.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And like, if you're driving and listening to this podcast right now, just like stop. It's totally worth it. And pull over to the side. Don't hit a pedestrian or anything like that. You know, don't try and sue me and all that. But like, go check her out, because I was telling Kathy before we started the interview, I was like, Kathy, I looked you up and I was like, God damn, you fine, girl. I was like, because all I seen was the body and like half a face. I was like, shit, you fine. And right, I was like, and then she was like, oh yeah, that's just, you know, this is just me on my off day. I was like, all right, Kathy. So, okay. So I like it. MILFs are cool, you know?
Yeah. So no. And like, what I was trying to say is like, when I started my show 10 years ago, and I was never in the lifestyle. I've never been in the lifestyle. But the weird thing is, when I was growing up, because I am way older than you, I was considered like very slutty and totally crazy when it came to sex. And like, the craziest thing I did was have threesomes. I hooked up with some girls, had some threesomes, but nothing else really. It was just because when I was younger, it was a very different time. Like, I never really had boyfriends that much. I fucked whoever I wanted to. I talked about sex all the time, just because I think nobody else did. And it was like so easy to get attention being that way, because sex back in my day was so still taboo. It was like weird to me. But like, when I decided to create a podcast, it really was supposed to be a show, like just a call in advice show. Seriously, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to analyze people's problems and help them. I worked in entertainment and I worked with famous comedians. And so 10 years ago, those are the people that were podcasting, like big comedians, right? So I was friends with these people and they said, Kathy, you should start a podcast. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a call in advice show. And really, the reason why it turned into like a lifestyle big time sex show is because when I decided to go out looking for people to call into my show, I didn't want to go onto like my Facebook at the time. I think that was like the only social media available, and put a call out for callers, because I really was convinced my show was going to suck. I had never done anything about that. And I didn't want to suck in front of anyone I know. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't mind failing, but I want to fail in front of a bunch of strangers. So I was like, and that's why I decided to remain anonymous. I changed my name. And I went onto Craigslist. And this is like a really true story. And I went into like the regular section. I forget if it was like the community section or someplace regular to post an ad. And swear to God, like those places you had to pay for your ad. And it was like $25. And I knew that I'd have to post a bunch of ads. And I was just being cheap. I'm like, I don't want to spend $300 on putting out a million ads in all these different cities to get callers. So the only free place to advertise was in the Craigslist personals. So what I did was I put an ad, you know, podcast looking for people to call in and talk about love, romance, sex, advice, whatever, in every section of the Craigslist personals. And like, it was like I hit fucking gold. My first five episodes that I have posted on my show. You know, I'm at 895 episodes I just posted today.
Jeez.
But like my first five episodes, I taped all in the first day, and they were literally the first five emails I got back from Craigslist. And they were like the craziest, most interesting sex stories I had ever heard. And that's the way it all came to be. And so the more I started getting in these stories, the more I started to look into all this alternative lifestyle stuff. And that's how it sort of all came together.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
Wow. And that's really the only way. It was like by accident. I didn't set out to do it, but I really sort of hit on a specific niche. And back when I was doing it, there wasn't a lot of people doing it, right? So it actually really worked, and I became successful doing it really early on because there was not a lot of podcasts out there, and there wasn't something as specific as what I was doing, you know? And Craigslist, honestly, I always say it was like the gift that kept on giving. I'd have to hustle. I had to go to every city and every place all over the United States, emailing tons of people, posting ads, trying to get people to call into my show. But, you know, for the first couple of years, that's how I got every single one of my guests.
Wow, that is killer. And I know I was joking with you a couple of weeks ago when we first spoke, Kathy. And I was like, well, hey, I guess you're lucky you didn't interview the Craigslist killer.
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe I did.
Oh, yeah, maybe you did.
I had some sketchy people back in the day. I had one guy, and he is the most famous guy on my show. People to this day will comment on Spotify by episode number 12. It was this guy John that called me a million times, and he was the first guy that I ever heard of in my life, because I was in the vanilla world, remember, and this is so many years ago. No one of my guy friends ever copped to the fact that he wanted to see his girl get fucked by somebody else. Not one. And I was I could get along with guys, and guys tell me shit, right? Because I'm sort of very open and non-judgmental. But none of my guy friends ever said, oh, I would love to see my partner get fucked by another girl. Now I realize how common it is. But this was the first guy that called into my show and brought this to light. It was this guy, John, and he called me so many times. And over time, it started to become very obvious that he was sending me stock photos, and his story was full of shit, but people were obsessed with him. And then I got a call from the cops once, asking me, like, if, you know, I had this number from the Holiday Inn in Fort Lee, and like, so who knows what the fuck that guy was doing, but you know.
Wow. What do you think
are the
he
people
was doing?
I found on Craigslist? I don't know, but literally I got a call, from the cops or the hotel. I forgot that they were like, you know, someone found this number on his bill at this hotel, and I knew he was always calling me from this hotel. So who knows, you know, but thank God for John and all those callers in the beginning, because that's literally, like I said, how my show got started. And thank God by the time Craigslist went bust, my show was big enough that I just have people emailing me to be on, so I don't have to go out and look for people. But I did in the beginning, and you know, these people, I got the greatest stories from their craziest things, and I learned a lot. Like, that's when I learned that guys do love to see their partners get fucked by other girls, and there was this whole other world that nobody was talking about out there, you know.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, Kathy?
Yeah.
I watched my girl get fucked the other day by another girl and a guy.
There you go.
Yes.
But in your lifetime, though, okay, because this is, you're in the lifestyle and you're a professional, but let's go back to like before you got in this world. Like, did you know that that was a thing? Was it common with your friends that you'd be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to see my girl fuck another guy? Like, because no guys in the regular world really like talk about that kind of the kink. They just don't.
Right? Correct, correct. And see, this was supposed to be your day off, Miss Kathy, and you interviewing me. But you see?
All right,
but I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Yeah. I will answer your question, Miss Kathy. So you're 100% correct. Like in the regular vanilla world, guys don't talk about that. And it's because most of us guys, we do have a level of machismo to us.
Yeah.
So we don't want to appear like a bitch or like a, you know, a cuck, you know, usually cuck is derived as a bad negative term, which totally. In my mind and probably your mind, it should not be a negative term, right? But guys never say anything about, oh, I want to watch my girl get fucked by another guy.
No.
Maybe a threesome with another girl.
But who cares about that? That's a joke. But I think back though, and I always say this on my show to people, and I say this to like girlfriends of mine, like, you know, there are so many times where there were guys in my life that asked me specific things, like they were prying into my personal life with other guys, or they're like, you fuck that guy, was his dick bigger than mine? And I think back and I think to myself, now that I know what people are really into, like, I probably gave them the wrong answer. Like I was like, oh no, their dick isn't bigger than you. Don't worry about it. Or I was like, no, I didn't fuck anybody before you. Like when really they wanted me to tell them the opposite. They wanted me to be specific and talk about their big cocks and how I got fucked and how great it was. You know, but they can't cop to it. Nobody puts it out there. So they ask these stupid questions. And I'm like thinking back, I'm like, oh, who would have known? Cause I never realized this whole world existed. And like I said, I always had a lot of guy friends and I was very open sexually. And I felt like people told me a lot of things, but a lot of people didn't cop to a lot of things that I know now.
Okay. Okay. And look, life is a learning experience. You know, we all learn something new every day and we all evolve, in my personal opinion. And what I want to do, Kathy, is I want to do a quick callback to something you said earlier. So you said that you, even though you're only like a year or two older than me, you're talking about like, oh, we never did that back in my day and whatever. We're the same age. But you said that you were involved in threesomes and you hooked up with girls and all that. Like, you got to tell us a little bit more about that. You got to expound on that.
Yeah, but that was like, oh my God, it's like, that was like when I was 26 and I had one episode for my 500th episode. I did interview myself, right? And the title was Kathy Had a Threesome, Big Fucking Deal. Cause I was like, what am I going to do for my 500th episode? And I talked about the most salacious.
Do another threesome. You should have done another threesome for your 500th episode.
I know I should have done it at that time. Right. But, I hooked up with girls, I think the first time, like in my 20s, and it was like a drunk thing, and it was like a really funny, crazy story that I told on that episode, right? I don't know if you want me to get into the details, but like it was like the craziest thing. So there was like a club in the city, and on Sunday nights it was like rock and roll church. It was the Limelight. It was this club called the Limelight, and on Sunday nights it was like rock and roll night. It was like the best fucking times ever of my life. So I was like there one night with a guy friend of mine and another guy friend of his who I was like banging. This guy I would like have sex with. And in the middle of the night, and I was like a big party girl, work hard, play hard. I got drunk all the time. I've been sober since I'm 34 because of it, because I was like blackout drinker. But I had fun. Okay. I had fucking fun. And so I'm like wasted one night and I'm living in the city at the time. And one of my guy friends is like, hey, this girl got like thrown out of her apartment and she has no place to stay. Could she come back to your house? And I said, sure. And now I had just moved into this apartment building and I had roommates and there wasn't a wall built yet. So two of my roommates were like sleeping in the living room. And so in, I walk into my apartment with like two guys and a girl. All of a sudden we're like in my room and like this girl starts hooking up with me. And it turns out she's like a lesbian and she doesn't want the guy touching her, but she wants to hook up with me and the guy I'm banging him. So it was like all hands on me. Like I was the center of attention. And then my other friend who wasn't banging any of us left. But like, meanwhile, my roommates are seeing all of this go down. Then they're hearing us all have sex. The girl was kind of gross. Like, I really smelled her pussy in my hair the next day, all day. It was like so kind of disgusting, but I was like kind of drunk. And in the morning I woke up and I'm like, where the fuck is this girl? And she's literally outside sitting in the room with my roommates, like talking to them, and her hair extensions are like out of her hair. And she's like brushing them as she's talking to my roommates. And I was like, oh my God, these girls are going to think I'm fucking nuts, because there's like this crazy bitch in my house that they know I just had sex with last night, and she's insane. And she's kind of not attractive. Like, I had my beer goggles on. I didn't know I was taking her home to fool around with her.
That
was my first experience. But I got way hotter girls after that. And I always found that when I would like break up with a guy and I was super upset, or like, you know, I would like go and find a girl to hook up with, like, because I didn't want to like hook up with a guy because it would make me think of my guy. So I'd go out and have sex with a girl. And so I had some threesomes with a couple and like some, but I always found virgins. I have to say, I always got virgins and de-virginized them, which was kind of disappointing because I never felt like I ever had a top of the mountain experience with a girl. And I always kind of say, like, you know, they were always lipstick lesbians, like very hot after that first gross one. They were like very good looking. But, you know, I have to say, like, if I were to have another experience with a girl, I'd want it to be with like a very handsome dykey girl, like one of that, like that kind of vibes kind of thing. You know what I mean? Kind of like a manly girl that's kind of like a dyke and like really good and bad. And that, I don't know, like could be kind of dominated by a girl. I think like that kind of scenario would be hot, because it was always kind of the opposite. I was like the supposedly the expert, and these girls are like all virgins. So that's my experience with women.
I freaking love that. So, all right. Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, look, you started your bisexualism with Fish Girl.
Oh my God, it was in my hair like all day until I thought it was so gross.
Well, but I mean, Kathy, fish oil is good for your hair. It's very healthy. And that's, yeah, right?
You're a half full guy if you're calling her pussy, her bad smelling pussy, fish oil. Okay, it was disgusting.
What's wrong with the fishy smelling pussy?
You like that? Wait, do you like that?
I like to eat fish, but not on a woman.
Exactly. It was so gross. But I tell you, she wasn't attractive either. I would have never fucked her if it was my choice. The choice was made for me. But I was fine. And I have to say, I did that when, I swear, in my lifetime, because I'm 10 years older than you, not 1 year older than you. In my lifetime, like hooking up with girls, it was still a taboo thing, you know? And so it was like hotter then. Now it's like, who cares if you sleep with a fucking girl? You know, I'm sort of like a contrarian. I like to do things that nobody else does. So back then it was still like a little, like much more salacious to do it at that time. So, and then it became like such a easy thing that every girl's like, oh yeah, I have a girl crush. I'm like, yeah, well, do you want to eat her pussy? Because if not, you don't really have a girl crush. You know what I mean? Every girl's like, I like girls, but then they would never go down on one. I'm like, well, then that doesn't count.
Kathy, I totally agree with you. Like,
right?
I agree with you. Like, I believe that the measure of a true bisexual woman is that she can eat some pussy.
Of course.
If you, you're going to do it. Yeah, so Fun Charlie is in the background.
You're looking at Fun Charlie.
Fun Charlie, like, as soon as she heard me say this, because she can't hear you because I have you on my headphones. Yeah. But as soon as she heard me respond to you, she's like, yes.
Yeah.
She said, hallelujah. You know, she was having church back there. But, like, I believe that, hey, if you stay in the northern hemisphere above the equator, okay, you're, you know, comfortable or, you know, curious or whatever. But if you go south of the equator, that's where the true fun is at, right?
Yeah,
you
know? That's a real girl crush.
Yeah.
All the girls when it became like so popular.
As long as there's no fish, in the southern hemisphere, it's all good. You know?
As long as they don't leave the smell in your hair. Oh my
God. I love it. And so, and I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, Kathy, about that. And about vanilla versus lifestyle and bisexualism amongst females. And yeah, even within the vanilla world, a girl, woman can have sex or whatever with another lady. And it's kind of like, whatever, it is what it is. But, you know, back in my day, when I was growing up, you know, yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was a it was hot, you know, I'm not gonna lie, but you know, it was kind of like, oh shit, that's taboo.
That's what I mean. It changed to be when, but when is that going to happen for guys? I feel bad for guys that have guy crushes. Okay. Cause I believe there's just as many, you know, before the whole girl thing became so popular and everyone was like, it could be out and proud and it's like a hot thing. And every guy like fucking loves it. Before that, no girls cop to it. Right. But now everyone does. But it still, I feel like, hasn't really gotten to the same place for guys. And let me tell you, you know, besides a million other things I've learned on my show, one thing I've learned is there's a lot of guys sucking dick on the side, okay, that aren't talking about it. There's just as many guys doing it as girls. It just, it's still, there's a big stigma around it. And I really hate it. I don't understand it. And it's, and even what I've learned is in the lifestyle, there's a stigma, and like that blows my fucking mind because the lifestyle should be such an open place where everything is accepted, but even that still isn't. And it's fucked up. I don't understand it.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
Yeah, it is. Because I remember, and this is before I became a content creator or even had this podcast, but yeah. I've been lifestyle for about 7 years, Kathy, right? Uh-huh. And I remember there's this one girl that I picked up and I took her out to a sex club out here in Vegas. And she was bisexual. And, you know, we're talking and she's telling me, you know, Doc, I can't stand these guys that are bisexual and they fuck other men and this and that. And she's talking to me and I'm like, but why the fuck would you be saying that? You're bisexual, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm straight, but like, I'm like, why would you say that about bisexual guys? Aren't you bisexual? And she was like, yeah, but for me, it's different because I'm a girl. And I was like, no, I was like, that's the pot calling the kettle black or the kettle calling the pot black, however that saying goes. I'm like, that's hypocritical. You know,
yes. Like, well, that's the right word for it.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And I heard that.
And then I fucked her. And then I fucked her, Kathy. And her pussy wasn't that good either. It wasn't that good.
Did it smell bad?
I said it. Yeah. It didn't stink. But okay. All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's bullshit and it is hypocritical. And I've heard that from guy friends of mine will be like, oh, it's more natural for a girl to like another girl because of their bodies, but it's not for guys. It's all so stupid. And let me just tell you, I got a young kid and I go to movies with him and everybody in his shows and we watch TV with all young high school kids and they're all fucking bisexual now. The younger generation is all open. They like whoever they want. They don't give a shit. It's just the older people that there's still a stigma attached, you know? And I just think that there's a spectrum. I think most people are a little bi, you know, and a little maybe curious. Some people are totally hetero. Some people are totally homo, but most people fall somewhere in the middle. And, you know, for some reason, the guys that, you know, fall in the middle still can't raise their hand and say it. And, you know, the problem with that stigma is there's so many guys doing it behind their partner's backs. And that's right. Fucked up. You want that to stop? Well, stop making it this big, terrible thing, you know, and more guys would cop to it. But they have to keep it under wraps because they're not macho or they're not a real man or whatever it is, you know?
Correct. And yeah, that's the issue at play, Kathy, is the whole macho-ness, right? And totally. So, you know, even as I've evolved, I've seen that a lot of my bisexual friends, pansexual friends, whatever terminology or labels they want to put on themselves, there are some manly men, you know? And there are some manly bisexual dudes or cucks. I would not want to run into them in a dark alley at nighttime.
Exactly. They're all
would get my
there.
Ass beat.
Exactly. They're all out there, you know, and I talk to them and I get pictures of everybody. So I know these things, and that's why I love doing my show, because I want to put the word out to people, you know. And I do think, though, that it's more the older generation, because I do think that the younger generation is very different and they're much more open minded. I have so many young couples on my show who are just like have an open relationships, you know, and that's how they started and they're cool with it and they like whoever the fuck they want and they're bi and they're queer and they're pan and they have all their labels. And I love the labels because I think you need them at a certain point in your life. Yeah. And it's all good. But it's like, you know, when I'm talking to the older people, you know, I'm hearing more stories of like secret lives and, you know, doing things on the DL and these private things, you know, and that's what sucks. But listen, a lot of people, you know, but, and it's just weird that it's still in the lifestyle stigma. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. I don't get that either. I mean, it would make sense if it was in the vanilla lifestyle, but not in the lifestyle, you know?
Yeah. It's the most open-minded people are supposedly there. Supposedly. I hear it all the time. The greatest people make the best friend, you know, they're their best friends. They meet there. Everyone's so open-minded and cool. And I know these people, I talk to them. They are great people. They all tell me when we talk about the stigma there, they all say like, we all know that guys are doing it, but like, it's still just like something where it doesn't sort of go down, but like, whatever, that's that, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And so switching gears, Ms. Kathy Kay, you do 5 episodes a week for Strictly Anonymous Confessions?
Yes. Can you believe? What am I doing?
Because like, okay, let me make a confession to you. Like, I'm supposed to do 1 to 2 podcasts a week for Bulls of Queens. And I'm like, even doing 1 podcast a week, I'm like, oh, I'm tearing out my hair.
Really?
That's why I'm bald.
Listen, I did 1 podcast a week for, I would say, the first 6 or 7 years. Like, I always had another job. It was like my side thing. I always posted Sunday night at 8 p.m. without fail, no matter what was going on, for that many years. Like, I learned very early on with podcasting, those comedians that taught me, like, you know, you got to pick a time and a day and you got to like post. And I never didn't post 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, 1 episode for many, many, many years. And I had a child and I stopped working and I was a stay-at-home mom and I still did it. It was always like a side thing. And then when my son went back to school and I'm like, okay, now I got to go back to work, right? It's like, what am I going to do? I decided to, maybe I'm going to monetize my show. You know, maybe I could do this now. It was right when podcasting started to become a bigger thing. You know, I had already been around. That's why I say I'm so glad I started early, because it's easier for me to have my audience than you, right? Because you started now when everyone has a podcast. I'm very lucky. I started when nobody had podcasts. So like, I always am like, thank God for that. So by the time I decided to make it my full-time gig, you know, it is my full-time gig. Like, the reason why I could do 5 episodes a week and everything else that I do for my show is because literally I drop my son off at school and like from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I am sitting in my office and I am working and I edit and I'm taping episodes and I'm writing descriptions and I'm tending to my Patreon. I have 2,500 Patreons. I used to have a YouTube channel with 42,000 subscribers. I'm commenting back to every single person that doesn't. It literally is like my full-time gig. And I love it because I like to work, right? It's really good for my brain. Like, I don't want to be idle. Like, I like to have something to do every day. And I just work my ass off on it always. And if you do that, it's like easy. And I just kept adding episodes because, you know, that's how I give myself a raise. And also when I lost my YouTube, I needed to add some more. I had a YouTube channel and that got deleted because of the content. That's another whole other story. YouTube is like the worst.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I think someone took me down because somebody started a YouTube channel literally the day after. Like, I got deleted. And then the day after, someone started a podcast, like a YouTube channel, stole all my episodes and my logo and pretended they were me.
Are you serious?
I think that, yeah, for sure. It took me like 5 days to get it taken down. And then I realized I should have like let it stay up because they were like promoting my advertisers and everything.
But yeah.
But I have advertisers that I got downloads on YouTube. So, you know, in order to make up for that, when that ended, I started to add more episodes. So now I could do five and I still have time. And I'm sort of taping. Sometimes I tape two people a day. I taped two episodes today. I'm taping three tomorrow. Wow. So I'm always taping. I'm always editing. And doing everything. But, you know, if you work 40 hours, 50 hours a week doing it, it's easy. It's when it was a side gig, it's harder to do, right? Like I did it like it was one thing and I had a million other things. Like you're just not a podcaster. You have OnlyFans. That's probably more of your thing, right? Like you're a content creator. So, there was a time where I had a full-time job and my podcast was, you know, one day a week and I did that one thing. But now because it's my whole life, it's easy for me to do all that content myself. And I enjoy it, actually.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, because I like doing the interviews and I like being interviewed, but it's the editing part where I'm like, oh. But I'm starting to streamline it now, where it's making it more of an efficient process. So,
well, do you use Descript?
No. What is that?
Oh yeah, it'll change your life. It's something where you're going to be able to edit and you're going to see the words instead of editing like waveforms, you know what I mean? And looking at it, it's so good and it's so easy and it's going to change your life and speed up your process. And then you're going to be like, wow, I could probably do three episodes a week. I'll send you a link to it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, just text it to me on the side.
Yeah, it's really easy. It sort of puts your episode up in words. So you're actually looking at it in words and listening to it. And so when you're editing things, you're not looking at a waveform, you're looking at words, and you delete the words and it deletes perfectly. Like it's not like you have to look for things, plus it removes filler words. You'll see, and you know it's going to change your life.
Oh nice, I like that. So it'll remove all the ums and likes.
Oh yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, and then you still gotta listen to it. But the other thing I do too, I have to tell you now, is I put it on the speed. I put it on 1.75 is the speed that I listen to, so I could do an hour show in 30 minutes. And I listen back and I edit the shit out of every episode. And I write my descriptions as I'm listening, but I could edit really quickly because I make the speed faster. And because of Descript, you could see everything.
I love that. I love that. See, that's why I'm talking to you. Look at you.
Yeah. And you know who I talked to yesterday that you actually fucked, because I was like talking to hot soccer mom.
I fucked her.
Sexy soccer late mom. Yeah. And they were asking me for advice about monetizing their show and everything. And they're like, when are you going to come on my show? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing Doc Chocolate Show. They're like, oh, he's like, oh, my wife just fucked him the other day. I was like, only in this world would that be the case.
Yes. Me and Miss Sexy Soccer Mom.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. She's very hot. Hot Soccer Dad. He filmed it. And I may have, Kathy, picked her up over my head and was eating her pussy. I may have thrown her about 10 feet into the bed. We had fun. We had fun. So I'm definitely looking forward for round two with Miss Soccer Mom. So Soccer Mom, if you're listening to this, get ready.
It's a small world. Because I'm like, you know, in what other business would you be talking to someone about doing business? And they're like, oh yeah, by the way, I fucked that other person.
right.
That's our business.
hey. So it was funny. I'm not sure if you saw my face, Kathy, when you said that. You're like, yeah. And by the way, Doc, there was another person that I interviewed yesterday. Matter of fact, who they said that you fucked them. And I was like,
who is it? Who could it be?
Who was it? I am not a male whore. That's a fucking lie.
All right, exactly.
So you're currently you're married. Is that correct?
No, I've never been married. Never wanted to get married. I had a baby on my own, like I always wanted to. But no, I've never been married. Never wanted to get married. I'd like to have like a 10-year relationship with somebody, but. You know, I have claustrophobia. I don't know. Like the thought of being with one guy for 30, 40 years is like horrifying to me. I used to always be like, oh, dude, like there's something called marriage math that I made up. And marriage math is like, take the age that you're going to get married and minus it from the age you think you're going to die. And that's going to be the amount of years you're going to spend with one person. I have lived my life with many different men. And, you know, when I look back at my path with men and my path of relationships, I like love it. I have learned so much about relationships and had companionship with so many different people. And that's been very gratifying for me. Would I have wanted to do it with one person? No, I would have been bored to fucking tears. It's just my personality type, you know. But now that I'm older, like I'm like, oh, I could probably roll with 10 years with the same guy, because 10 years when you're my age goes by in like a fucking second. But when I was younger, I never had the desire to hang my hat anywhere. But I did always want a kid, you know, and like, and my parents would tell you, like, even when I was a little kid, I'd always be like, I'm never getting married, but I totally am going to have a kid, and he's going to be a boy, and his name is going to be this. And that's exactly what I have. I have the life I always wanted. So I'm a single mom. Wow. Yeah. By choice.
Yeah. And I love that. You know, so would you consider yourself open relationship then, or if you had to pick a label, or what would you label
well,
yourself?
You know, if I like, I'm not in a relationship right now, right? I always have a booty call, right? I'm always have somebody that I services me sexually, right?
You said, and I always got a booty call.
Yeah, I always have. And I'm very like monogamous with my booty call. Like I'll just have like the same guy. Like I started my show, I had a podcast host, a guy named Tommy, and he was like my booty call for like 7 years. Like we did episodes about like how to have a successful booty call, you know. So but then whenever I'd meet guys and I'd date them, like I'd stop seeing him and then I'd go back, you know. So I always have one guy servicing me and getting sex from, and then, you know, have relationships with other people. Now I feel like now, especially after talking to so many people, you know, I think that I would strive to have an open relationship eventually with somebody. I would definitely be open to that and open to trying a lot of the things that my callers talk about and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I think maybe if I had that security of knowing that it could be open and we could make it fun in different ways eventually down the line, there wouldn't be so many claustrophobic feelings of, oh my God, I have to be with this same person for so long, you know? So yeah. I feel like my next relationship, I would go into it being, you know, hey, like that is on the table in the future. And I do have a little bit of a cuck queen in me. And I didn't realize it until I had people. Yeah. And I didn't even know. And this is why I say, like, not only I really learned a lot about myself on my show. Like I learned I'm very into tease and denial. Like as a grown up, I have like dry humped guys for like 45 minutes. And it's been like the hottest fucking thing. And my friends would be like, why would you dry hump somebody? I'd be like, I don't know. It's like so hot. Like, you know, when you can just like fucking take your clothes off, like there's something hot about going back to like seventh grade shit. And, but really what that is tease and denial. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm into that. And yeah, I once had a cuck queen girl call in and I was like, oh my God, you know, I used to tell my booty call guy was like a massive player. He would double and triple dip in a day, you know? And I would tell him, like, yeah, in a day, he owned a bar, he fuck girls in his office. I'd fuck it too. I didn't care, you know, and I'd always kind of be that girl that was asking him, like, who else did you fuck today? And like, you know, and eventually I'd be like, what? And he'd always be like, nobody. Like he was one of those players that would just like never cop to it, no matter, even though he knew that I didn't care. He, no matter how many times I asked him, who else did you fuck today? Did you just come from fucking? So like, he wouldn't give me anything. But what I didn't realize is like, and at one time I did jokingly say, like, maybe if you told me it would like spice things up, like, because like, I kind of did want those details, knowing that he had just fucked another girl and come to see me, like that would have been hot. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm one of those people. So I think, you know, my open relationships would look much more, if I could have exactly what I wanted, it would look much more where, for me, that I would like sit there and watch my guy be with another girl and I get to enjoy that than me going out and fucking a million guys for him kind of thing, you know?
Wow. So like, so he would come to you and you'd be like, okay, who did you fuck today? Yeah. And then you'd be like this, you smell him, you smell like fish. Did you fuck fish girl earlier today? You know, just season. But like, that's,
he would have caught to it. But I like wanted to know. And then I'll tell you the honest truth. Like one time, and it wasn't that long ago, a guy that I was banging at the time sent me a video. And it was a video of him fucking somebody else. And she was like from behind. And he sent it to me because he was like, oh, this looks like you. Like he was like looking at this, imagining that that was my ass because it looked like my ass and I was fucking him. And that's what he was like jerking off to, like, this is like what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about you fucking me, but it wasn't a picture of me. And let me tell you, I mean, It was like the hottest thing I'd ever seen. Not because I thought it was me, because I was seeing my guy fuck somebody else. And I was like, oh my God, what other kind of pictures do you have? Do you have any other videos of anyone else blowing you? You know, I'm like, send me everything. Cause it was like super hot to me. So I'm like 100% a cuck queen.
Wow.
Yeah,
so, okay. I have that. Okay. So I'm mad at you right now, Miss Kathy K.
Why?
You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
You told me, okay, doc, I'm not sure if your audience would like me being on your show because I'm
bored.
Not really lifestyle. I'm kind of dull and boring. the hell you are. You're not even lifestyle. No. You're not even lifestyle adjacent. You are lifestyle. You don't live in the next neighborhood. You live right down the street. You are definitely a lifestyle.
Right. Well, I was trying to get more videos. I did get some more, but I was trying to get my guy to tell me about other girls, but I never had, he never would. So yeah, I think I'd be much more lifestyle. More things in the future.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you're telling me about threesomes and hookups and, you being a cuck queen and you having open relationships. And I was thinking that you were totally vanilla. Shoot.
No, I mean, listen, I was always, like I said, always I am extremely open-minded when it comes to sex. And I think that's another reason why people always tell me things. I'm just non-judgmental about anything, right? So I'm always sitting across from people and people will be like, why the fuck am I telling you my whole life story? Like, I don't even know why. It's like, because I'm never asking people questions about anything because I want to like trap them or judge them or make an opinion about them. Like, I don't give a fuck what anybody does. You know what I mean? When it comes to sex or anything else. You know what I give a fuck about? If you're a massive liar or you're just a terrible, mean person that fucks people over and you're like a scumbag,
But
that's the shit that bothers me. But I don't care at all what people do sexually, and zero judgment, whether you're a guy that wants to dress up in panties or a girl that has gangbangs or a guy that fucked another guy, none of it is that. So I'm very open-minded. And I think, in my past, the reason why I didn't try a lot of things is because I wasn't open to it. Like, I didn't even think of these things myself to bring it up, right? Like, I didn't know at that time when I was telling my guy, hey, tell me about your other hookups and stuff, that I was really looking for that cuck queen experience. I think maybe if I would have put it in those terms, he would have understood it, right? He didn't trust it. So he just thought I was like accusing him, and I gave a shit. Like, I didn't care about him. I was just fucking him. I could have cared less how many people he fucked. I didn't like him romantically, but it was too good to be true for him. And I just think I didn't have like the words and the understanding about a lot of these things to really be able to experience them more fully. But, I would now.
Wow. That is killer. Like, that's totally killer. So, okay. So let me ask you one more question, Miss Kathy.
Sure.
And I know our time is running short. So you've interviewed so many people. You've done how many episodes again? You said 800.
895 or 96, I think I aired. I'm at 895.
Geez. So you're about to hit 900 and probably here in the next, few months. I'm not doing the math in my head. You're going to hit 1,000.
Yeah, 15 days, because I post every 5 days. But no, and I have like 60 episodes. So I've talked to probably 1,200 people at this point.
Jeez, that is crazy. So, okay, if you could name one of the most craziest stories you've heard, right? And just pick whatever pops to your mind, because I'm sure that there's like probably dozens of stories that you're like, oh, this is crazy. Like, what would you say is the craziest thing or story that you've heard on your podcast that just comes to your mind right now, Kathy?
Like, do you want crazy gross? Do you want crazy hot? Do you want crazy, crazy? Because I have like a different, there's one that I always talk about when people ask me, but it's kind of gross. I mean, really was the craziest fucking thing I had ever heard in my life.
Okay. Let's go with crazy gross. Let's go with crazy gross.
So it was a guy that was into panties, right? I do a Fetish Fridays. The reason why I do 5 episodes a week, I do like to give at least every single person, at least one episode a week they're going to be interested in, right? So I always have done a Fetish Friday to you know, latch onto those people that want that content, because that's an important thing, right? It's a very small audience, but people are looking for that. So I had a guy on that was into panties, and oh my God, it is so gross. Thank God it's not the morning. So he was like, oh, you know, he told me that he really liked to wear these plastic panties. And what he really enjoyed doing to get off on was to take raw eggs, right? Think about the consistency of egg whites. Like, it's very like cummy, like, right?
Yeah.
And so he would like crack raw eggs and put them inside his panties while he was wearing them, these plastic panties. And it felt like a cummy experience in there. And he would like jerk himself off inside those plastic panties with these raw eggs. And I swear to fucking God, he would then take them out and put them in a pan and make an omelet, and he would eat it. So it's like his jizz mixed up with his sweat, mixed up with the raw eggs, and he would eat it as an omelet. And he's like, I made one this morning. Do you want to see a picture? I was like, no fucking way. Like, it was like so disgusting. Oh my God.
So,
swear to God.
So
I was like, that is the grossest. And like, listen, the thing about me is I'm not going to sit there and talk to someone and be like, oh my God, that's so interesting. Like, I was literally saying exactly what I'm saying to you. Like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, you are crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very real with my callers. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I was like, that's gross. You're gross. That's crazy.
But I think that's sexy. I mean, like, what? if like if you ever came to Vegas, I would make you, Miss Kathy K, a cum omelet.
Oh my God.
Does it? Yeah. Like, well, Charlie, doesn't that sound great? A cum omelet, an omelet mixed with cum.
Oh, did she say yes? I need to have her on my show.
She says she is not much of a cum person.
Yeah, no. I did a whole episode though, like, because I swallow. I swallow, and I don't understand, like, girls that don't swallow. Like, what's the big fucking deal? Just like swallow. And I made a whole joke, like, you know, if you eat oysters, right, but you won't fucking swallow, like, that's like messed up. Because I would never eat an oyster; it's so gross. And I was like, I'd rather eat six cum oysters. Like, put cum on an oyster. I'd rather do that than a real oyster. It's disgusting to me. But I wouldn't want a cum omelet. Okay, no cum omelets for me.
Guys that are listening to this, I take fenugreek, and fenugreek makes your body liquids and your smell, taste, and smell a little bit maple syrupy. And
no way.
It also makes your cum. It's called fenugreek.
What is that for? Just for that?
Fenugreek.
So for that specifically, like just to change the taste?
So it's not for that specifically, but like what it does is it regulates your hormones. So testosterone in men and estrogen in females. Sorry, I had a brain fart.
I take hormones.
Yeah, and so it's a natural supplement, and the byproduct of it, Kathy, is it gives you like a maple syrupy consistency, right? So like if I take too much and I'm working out, you know, I'll sweat, and it smells like freaking IHOP and pancakes. Yeah. And so like, you know, and yeah, you will just reek of it if you take too much. So like I take like maybe one pill every other day. And so, you know, it kind of keeps your body odor, you know, smelling, you know, like a slight sweet smell to it.
Yeah. That's
and then
great.
Your sweat, but then also your cum, or even, you know, ladies, for your vaginal. Yeah.
If you take Mucinex, one time I was taking Mucinex, but I forgot about it. And I just like, when I took my clothes off, I smelled like this bacony smell coming from my pussy. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And you know, I'm like a big Googler and I love medical things. So I'm trying to figure out like, why the fuck does my pussy smell like bacon? Like it's this weird thing, you know? And then I realized I took Mucinex. So I start Googling like Mucinex, you know, pussy or vagina,
Mucinex
bacon
pussy
smell. And 100%, you know, this is what they Google is great. There was a million people on Reddit like, yeah, it makes your thing smell a certain way. So of course a pill could do that. I think maple syrup is better than bacon for sure. Well, maybe bacon would be good.
How about, okay, Kathy, how about taking Mucinex and fenugreek so you smell and taste like bacon and syrup? Would that be a good combination?
Yes, my son loves the bacon from Dunkin' Donuts. It's maple bacon. They put maple syrup on bacon.
Oh shit! Hey,
guys,
we just came up.
Probably love it.
We just came up with a new business idea.
There you go. You're crazy.
Oh man, you're crazier. But crazy is good. Crazy is good.
Yeah, I've been called crazy.
And I'll say this before we end this is you guys and ladies that are listening to this, never yuck anybody's yum, right? So there are so many different beliefs out there. And even though we may not, you know, agree with them all, you know, just like, you know, Mr. Cum Omelet in
Oh, come on, you can yuck that yum. Sorry.
I mean, like, So I'll make a face, Kathy, but like I wouldn't ever like deride him and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Scum of the earth. And some people are so like judgy, right?
Yes, no, I'm not judgmental, but I have to say it was crazy.
Oh, that's very crazy. That's very fucking crazy. Like, it's ew, you know? Like, yeah. I don't even like to kiss anybody like after they have taken my cum in their mouth.
I just did a whole poll about this on Patreon. Okay, you're not the norm. Most guys love it. It's weird. I didn't realize that.
Really?
Yeah, because most guys do not let me kiss them after I swallowed their cum. I'm like, what the fuck is the big deal? And I did a whole poll on my Patreon. Apparently on my Patreon, every guy not only wants to make out, but they want to like, you know, snowball. And I'm like, why is all my listeners into like cum? And none of my guys I actually bang are into it.
So if you suck my dick, then yes, we can kiss afterwards. If you suck somebody else's dick, then I would prefer that you use mouthwash or brush your teeth afterwards, so that way I don't get a secondhand dick. Because I don't want to get secondhand dick in my mouth, right? And that's just my rules and my boundaries, right? And so even with me, you know, like if my cum is in your mouth, I would just prefer that it's rinsed out and then, hey, we can tongue,
okay, but we can tongue each other down. What if I swallowed it already? Like, if it's already swallowed, to me, even guys, like, you have swallowed it, they still, especially because you just swallowed their cum, they will not make out with you after. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, because you're going to have, like,
cum residue.
You're going to have, like, cum residue, even though
You're the guy I know. I was shocked on my Patreon that every guy was like, what are you kidding? I love it. I'll totally make out. And I love when she puts it in. I was like, what? I wasn't even asking if you wanted to snowball it. I was just asking if you'd fuck her, if you'd make out with her after she swallowed it. Because I know guys like you that they would every guy is like, no way after you swallow will they want you to make out. You know, that's the guy I know. Like I thought you were the majority. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like those guys that like that, they probably also like eating cum omelets too.
Okay, I'm not gonna debate the cum omelet with you anymore.
hey, like, this is not gonna be the last time, Miss Kathy K, you hear me saying cum omelet. I feel like, oh my god, I love that. That is hilarious. So so we're gonna jump off of here, but I want to give you the last words, Kathy. Can you give people that are, let's say they're vanilla and maybe they're thinking of making the jump to lifestyle or lifestyle adjacency or whatnot, can you give them words of advice? And then also tell us how people can find your podcast again, and then maybe even potentially get interviewed on your podcast.
Yeah, I love that because I'm always looking for callers. So the advice I'd give people, and because I have callers that have called into my show, a lot of these young people especially are like, you know, it's because of your podcast. We now have an open thing. Like what people are doing now. And I think podcasts like mine and yours and all the other podcasts in the sexuality category are really helping people figure out how to get into the lifestyle, you know, and they pass it on to their partner. It's all about communication. It really just takes one person to start talking about what they're into. You know, if I would have brought up to that guy, like, hey, you know what? I think I might have this thing where I'm like kind of hot for you to be with another girl, you know, and that kind of conversation maybe talks to some role playing, and then role playing over time may talk to, like, you know, may lead to something else. And, you know, it's baby steps and stuff. But really what it has to start with is like open communication and somebody copping to something that they're into. Start or asking your partner about their fantasies. I think a lot of people keep those things really deep and hidden, and especially women. You think women aren't as fucking not nasty and dirty and into shit that as guys are? They are, but their biggest fear is they're going to tell their guy and he's going to be like, you fucking whore, or ew, or gross, you know? And same thing with guys. They don't want to tell their girl because she might be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know, so I say do it gently, but like, you know, prompt each other to start having conversations about things that you're into. And just a little role playing goes a long way. You don't have to ask your girl, like, hey, do you want to go out and fuck other guys for me? You could just like start off by like, you know, talking about how you have this fantasy and can you role play and just pretend, use a dildo, do double penetration that way, you know, and eventually over time, maybe you should like, you know, it starts to cross over. And I've heard those stories all the time. And it always starts with the conversations and the role playing. And sometimes, like I said, it starts with, you know, those conversations. Starters happen by listening to podcasts or reading, getting a book that prompts questions, like a fun sex book that prompts questions to ask partners so you learn about each other. And so with that said, I would say you could find my podcast if you want to learn. And I have the good and the bad and the ugly on my show. Like I like to show swinger gone wrong stories, cheating stories, all kinds of different things. So people could really learn what not to do, what to do, you know, why people cheat, why, how you could get someone not to cheat, you know, all that kind of stuff. You could find that on my show. And my show is called Strictly Anonymous Podcast. You could find it on any podcast app. I also have a Patreon where like people could sign up for like Discord and that kind of stuff. I have a big community over there, like 2,500 people. The best, like I said, my podcast, you can find on the podcast app, my Patreon, you could find all links to everything on my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com. And you can, email me if you want to be on the show. I am always looking for people to be on the show. Hot wives, swingers, lifestyle people, couples that just started. You know, I love, so, you know, I always tell people you could either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com and click on be on the show or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com.
I love it. I love it. So this has been the lovely, sexy Kathy K of Strictly Anonymous. And she's keeping her face anonymous. So
thank you.
Thank you for being on. And the whole lifestyle as a whole definitely thanks you for your hard years of work, because you definitely are putting a very positive light to what was once taboo. So
yeah, I love that. And that's my intention, and as it should be, you know, and things are getting better. And I love that, you know, it's more, people are learning more about stuff, and I think it's great. And, yes, you know, thanks to you too, right? All of us here as podcasters in this business, you know, it's hard. People don't understand. We deal with a lot of like roadblocks and stuff because, you know, sex is still very taboo. So it's a little harder to do what we do because of the conservative, you know, world we live in. But it is important to get the word out. And so the more you're doing it, I'm doing it, other podcasters are doing, the better, right? We're all helping. So
you,
it's cool.
You are
so
absolutely right about that. So
yeah, so that's all good.
All right. So until next time, Bulls and Queens Nation, you guys stay blessed. You stay sexy. You make love and not war. And we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.